Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
First, though, a huge increase in the number of vaccines being delivered into this country is due to get underway this month, with 1.75 million doses expected to be delivered in June alone. And any new decisions by the European Medicines Agency on the AstraZeneca vaccine will have just a small impact on the vaccine rollout. Well, those were the announcements by the Taoiseach at the City West vaccination facility today as he marked the 100th day of the vaccination programme. Fergal Keane went along to City West and he joins me now. And Fergal, very much, I suppose, unsurprisingly, a positive message from the government on the vaccination programme.
How many times have we heard the term ramp up in the last 24, 48 hours? But we're told today that we're most certainly on the ramp and it's rising. We'll see that, we're told, when vaccinations of people aged between 65 and 69 get underway in the latter half of this month. And just referring back to that item on AstraZeneca you had earlier, in the second quarter of this year, AstraZeneca will comprise just 20% of all the vaccines being delivered into this country. So even if the European Medicines Agency goes on to place age restrictions on its use, like they may have done in the UK and elsewhere, and they did not do that today, have to say that. The Taoiseach said that while it would have some impact on our ability to deliver vaccines, it wouldn't be calamitous for the whole programme. It's just 20% of the total. But Micheál Martin spoke earlier today about how the numbers being vaccinated would increase dramatically in the coming months.
And there will be very significant ramping up, both in terms of supplies into the country, in terms of vaccines, and in terms of administration in April, May and June. And the supply in April, as per all of the companies and their indications to us, about 930,000 in April, 1.2 million in relation to May, and about 1.7 plus million in June. So you're looking at close to 4 million is what's been indicated by the companies now that will be supplied into Ireland in the second quarter. So that's significant, obviously, step change.
So there we go. We finally have the numbers. Fergal, there's also the issue of mandatory hotel quarantines and a possible doubt over the legality of all that.
Yeah, again, over the last few days, it's all we've been hearing about, the hotel quarantines. People leaving quarantine without permission in recent days. People refusing to go in there. Then questions about the inclusion of other countries, on other EU countries, on the list of mandatory quarantines. We are told, even this afternoon by Minister Eamon Ryan, that there would be more EU countries going onto that list. But the Attorney General has apparently voiced some concerns about the legality of some parts of the system and the inclusion of more EU countries. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, was asked also about that today, about how and when more countries would be included and about those legal questions.
The key issue in terms of mandatory hotel quarantine is to protect against variants, and the government will be deciding on that. And there have been discussions between different departments in terms of activating that. It's not just countries with variants, but there's quite a range of countries on different levels of criteria that have been laid out by the CMO. The Attorney General doesn't have legal issues with the legislation. He doesn't have legal issues with mandatory hotel quarantine. I just want to make that clear. And the legislation is very much grounded in respect of variants of concern, okay? But the public health advice has to be grounded within the legislative parameters. That's the only issue. And it's not just in relation to countries with varying concerns that recommendations have been made to add countries. The other issues have been to do, for example, with high incidence. And the third issue has been to do with countries that have 2.5 times the Irish level. And there will have to be communication with the EU, but the fundamental criterion for that the legislation was grounded on was the issue of variant of concern.
Meanwhile then, obviously one of the huge controversies around the whole vaccine rollout has been people jumping queues and the abuse of the HSE booking portal.
And he was pretty categoric in his condemnation of these today. He said the situation in the Beacon Hospital was a breach of trust. Then he went on to speak about those people who had jumped the queue by effectively gaming the HSE booking portal for frontline staff. And here he is on that.
My own sense is, to be frank, that notwithstanding issues, the vast majority of the Irish people appreciate the vaccination programme. And when I meet people on the ground, they're very positive about it. They're very positive about what's happening. That's the sense I have when I meet people on the streets. And I think there can be an the negativity can be overdone in respect to the vaccination program. I think people are working with the best endeavours. Any breach is a breach of trust and is not acceptable. Close to a million doses have now been administered. That's positive news for the country. The people wanted to ramp up, of course. We all wanted to ramp up. And it will ramp up in April. And it will ramp up in May. And it will ramp up in June. There needs to be balance and proportion. You know, the vast, vast bulk of people who have been vaccinated are those who deserve vaccination. If there's been any breaches, it's the people who did the breaches, people who took vaccines who shouldn't have been taking vaccines. There should be, you know, that's not right. You know, I've heard people being referred to as whistleblowers who admitted that they cheated the system. Like, that's not a whistleblower. That's somebody who cheated the system. That's how I see it.
The HSE then, Fergal, they gave details of how they intend to move forward with the vaccination programme.
At the moment, there are 14 vaccination sites. This is outside of the 1,300 GPs in the country, and there are 5,000 trained vaccinators. Now, that's going to increase to 30 sites and 11,000 vaccinators. And not all of the 30 centres will operate at the same time. The operation will depend on the availability of the vaccine and will be rolling system. But today in City West, it was in full swing. Cars arriving in, directed by security people to various car parks, people then directed into various queues by security personnel and by the military, and then getting their vaccinations in a huge centre. But today, the HSE chief executive Paul Reid, he was there with the Taoiseach, and he said the booking portal would open online in a week and a half for people aged between 65 and 69.
As the Taoiseach has said, from the week commencing the 19th of April, portal goes live. What will happen then, there will be public communications out in advance of that, to people in that age group to register on the portal as it goes live. When people in that age group will register, they'll register their details and biographical details on the portal. They will get a combination of an email, text message back to validate their details. They'll do that. They're then registered on the portal. We obviously know we'll have to deal with some exceptions, who people may not have internet or a PC legitimate, and we'll deal with that through a separate process. As they have input our details, within that week we will be starting the process. So we commence on the 19th. That week we will be starting the process to vaccinate people in that age group as well, primarily through the vaccination centres. So as I said earlier on, we'll be scaling up the vaccination centres from just about 40 in operation now to 30. They will be running based on supply lines, so not all running all the time every day. So in simple terms, they will register, they will be validated, they'll get an email to validate their credentials, and then they will be contacted by SMS to give them a centre to go to for their vaccination, and then they will be validated on the day with some personal identification.
So that's all in relation to the booking portal being open in a week and a half. That'll be very interesting when that happens. Finally then, Fergal, the Taoiseach was asked about that vote by the teachers' unions today to take action up to and including strike action if they are not prioritised for the vaccine.
Yeah, that was a vote taken by all three teachers' unions this morning and this afternoon. Actually, after meetings with the government, one of the Garda associations, the AGSI, said that what had happened was a government decision. They would continue to campaign for their members to be prioritised, but it was a government decision. But the Taoiseach was asked about teachers today, and he spoke about teachers and Gardaí, and like other members of the government, he was pretty emphatic that the age way was the best way to go forward, the safest way. And he said all teachers should be vaccinated by the start of the academic year in September.
First of all, I just want to thank teachers generally, SNAs, all in our school communities, for the exceptional and extraordinary work they've been doing since the commencement of the school year last September, because education is key to this country, has always been key to the country, and children need to be in a learning environment in terms of their life chances. The decision was based on science. The decision was based on the fact that severe illness, a severe illness of death, of hospitalisation, age is a key factor here. NIAC are clear on that. The CMO is very, very clear on that. The CMO would have met with the leadership of the teacher unions, and I understand is meeting with the representative of the Gardaí today. Notwithstanding their concerns about this, I think overall, you know, if we can stay patient here, you know, there is a short enough window in terms of the timeline to get as many people as vaccinated as we possibly can, and particularly 80% of the eligible population with a first dose by the end of June still remains our key target. And in that context, before the next academic year, you know, a very substantial number of key workers will have certainly had their first dose, if not indeed quite a number will have had their second dose.
And that was the Taoiseach speaking earlier at the City West vaccination facility. Fergal Keane, thank you very much for that report.